Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship, or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
Please rise with me as you are able for the reading of today's scripture. It comes from James 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. This is the word of the Lord.
How many of you have ever had to deal with a leaky faucet? Yeah, now, what I'm talking about is one that is annoying and not full repairs needed. A few years ago in my bathroom, I had the sink that if I turned the faucet just right, it was off. If I wasn't very careful, it would do the occasional drip. And it was annoying more than anything. And so there was this one day that I had cleaned the bathroom and I had this tub there that I'd used with cleaning and I just stuck it in the sink and went, when I'm done cleaning and everything, I'll come back and get in and get it put away. Well, it was the next day, and I went into that bathroom, and I noticed I had not been careful with turning off that faucet, and so it had been dripping for a day. And I looked in that tub, and that tub was overflowing with water. That annoying little drip that I didn't think too much about really added up, and there was a lot of water there. And I went, all right, I really need to be careful and make sure that this faucet is turn just right so it doesn't do this. We sometimes think that the little things that we do don't add up to much of anything. But you start adding a drip here and a drip here, and all of a sudden you've got a bucket overflowing all because of the one little thing that each of us is doing. That's kind of how service works. We might not always see the big thing that is accomplished, but we go, I can do just this one little part, and all of a sudden, there's a whole lot of stuff being done from that one little thing that we do. St. John's is a church that serves. You are known for your service and mission work. I have heard so many times since coming here that St. John's is a church that serves. And it's not just the congregation, you guys telling me that, but it's people out in the community that I have heard that from as well. St. John's is a church that serves. And you even included that focus of service in your vision statement. To be a beacon of faith and service. You put so much emphasis on that service, that you wanted it to be known that you are going to be a beacon of service. And you have done that. But now I want to take a look at what it means to be a beacon of service, to do mission. We can sometimes get so used to just saying these words that we don't always remember what it means and what we are doing that actually is service and mission. So you might already be well aware of this, and I'm sure you are, but this is just a little reminder for all of us. So the dictionary definition of service is the occupation or function of serving, employment as a servant, the work performed by one that serves, contributing to the welfare of others, the act of serving, such as a helpful act. Being a beacon of service means that you are seeking to serve others, to help and be helpful to others. And I have to say, I think you do that pretty well. Through the actions that you do, you show that you are a servant of Jesus Christ. Through your actions, you show that you are seeking to help others. You are being a beacon of service in this community and beyond. So that's service. And then if we take a look at mission, all too often, when you say you're going to do mission work, it's assumed that doing mission work is somebody going someplace else to do something that shows the love of Jesus Christ. And yes, I will agree, that is a definition of mission. But we don't tend to look at mission as stepping out your back door and looking across your yard and seeing your neighbor. And that can be mission work as well. When we look around our neighborhood, around where we live, the people that we see every day, and say, how can I show them the love of Jesus Christ? Because that is doing mission as well. When we walk outside the doors of this church, we are all missionaries going to our mission field of our home to show the love of Jesus Christ to everyone that we meet. So that is what service and mission is. And I'm going to throw in one cautionary tale of what service and mission is not. In Ephesians chapter 2, we read, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Doing service, doing mission, doing good works is not done to earn us points to get into heaven. We don't do service to earn God's grace, to earn God's love. There's nothing we can do that. That is a gift freely given to us. And our service, our mission, our good works are done in response to God's love for us, not to earn it. There's that difference. We respond to God's love by going out and showing others God's love because we know we have done nothing to earn it. B. being a beacon of service, going out and serving, doing mission work. That's something that every single one of us can do. There are so many ways that we do service and mission. It's broadly defined as to help others, to show them Jesus Christ. And then we can say that this is a specific example of what somebody else has done. This is a specific example of how this group is doing that. And from that, we can go, you know what, I might not be able to do that, but I can go out and do this and show the love of Jesus Christ. That is doing mission work. That is doing service. We are all able to do that in so many different ways that there is no possible way I could list all of them. And you know, doing service and mission work does not have to come from within the church. It's something that we can go and do no matter what. Yes, a lot of times the church supports and helps do it, but it's what we as individuals go out and decide to do. It's something that we can do no matter where we are. I have a friend who is considered a missionary here in the United States. And he and his wife live and work on a Native American reservation. And they view their work as going alongside of the people there on the reservation. They didn't go in with the idea, we're missionaries, we're going to tell you what you have to believe, what you have to do to be a follower of Jesus Christ. They went in and went to the tribal leaders there and said, how can we help? What is it that you need here that we can help you achieve? And they listened to that, and so they started doing those things that the tribe said, we need help with this. They showed up to everything that they could and showed in their actions, we care about you. They showed in their actions that they were acting a little different than what was expected. And it was through years of them showing up and saying, we care, how can we help? That they were then asked, why are you doing this? Why are you so different? And that was what gave them the opening to say, we believe in Jesus Christ. And we are trying to show you his love for you. That was how they were able to reach out and do mission work, to serve the people there. And they made a difference in the lives of those people and are continuing to make a difference because they showed that they cared. They showed that they wanted to help. And you know, that is something that each one of us can do. We can show that we care. We can show the love of Jesus Christ to those that we meet so that they can see in us his love. That's going out and doing service. That is going out and doing mission work. I've heard so many times about St. John's being a mission-oriented church. And you just have to come in on any Sunday, not just when we're doing the mission fair, but any Sunday, and you will see listed many different ways that this church is actively doing service, actively doing mission. If you just go down the hallway and walk into the helping hallway, you'll see the different ways that this church is serving others, and doing that here in this community and reaching beyond into the world. Just going to try and list a few of the mission and service opportunities that this church does. This is not a full and complete list because I don't think I could stand up here and give you a full and complete list. But this is just some of what you as a church actively support. The Mission Garden, Winter Patrol, helping at Salvation Army Booth House, Bread for the World, Quilting for God, Twigs, Bridge Bread, Faith in Action, Faith Coalition, Support the Girls, Blessing Bags, Visitation Team, and that's just a small sample of what you guys do here. And if I didn't list something that you know the church does, I know there are many things that I didn't list that the church does. And there are many things that might not even be on the radar of anybody else, but you might see a need and know a way that you can help. And you know, if you can convince a few other people to help get on board with you to do that, you've just started a new mission service opportunity for people to be involved in. And these are not just activities that the church says, oh yeah, we support, and nothing is much done. Those things that I listed, you are actively involved in changing lives through what you are doing. The Mission Garden has raised over 10 tons of food for people in the community. And it is through the work of so many volunteers that these fresh vegetables go to people who would otherwise not be able to get them. You are actually going out and feeding people. Winter Patrol goes out during the winter to help the homeless, to go to where they are and give them some food and clothing so that they can stay warm. You're going out and clothing people. Twigs provides food for children that qualify for free and reduced lunches so that they have food on the weekends and over the summer. Bridge Bread helps support formerly homeless by giving them job skills and work experience so that they will be able to support themselves. Faith in Action helps drive people where they need to go when they are unable to drive themselves. The Visitation Team goes and visits those from the church who are homebound and in nursing homes and makes sure that they know that they are not forgotten by the church and includes them in the life of the church by taking them communion once a month. In Matthew, Jesus tells us what it means to be his followers, what actions are connected with being his follower. And he says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Through the service and mission of this church, you are living out what that means to be a follower of Jesus. You are going out and feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, inviting the stranger in, and visiting the sick. You are doing some amazing things, and you are living out what Jesus calls us to do in service and in mission. We're not all able to do everything. If any one person tried to do all the service and mission opportunities that this church offers, we would all burn out. But it goes back to we can all do something. If you know what excites you, if you know what your gifts are that you are able to help, then you can find some way to find something that you can do to go out and help others, to go out and show the love of Jesus Christ in all you do. How is it that we live out our faith? We live out our faith in our actions. I used to have a shirt that said, "Talk the talk and walk the walk." And we can't do one without doing the other if we are to truly live out our faith. It doesn't matter what we say if our actions don't back it up. We have to be able to talk the talk and walk the walk, to live out our faith. And through our service, through the mission work that we do, we are out there walking the walk and talking the talk. So live out your actions of being a follower of Jesus Christ, and reflect his love in what you do. Will you pray with me? Lord, we give you thanks for all the service and mission opportunities that this church offers. We give you thanks for all of us who are able to go out and do something to help others, to serve you, and to show your love in all that we do. Amen.